Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hey, welcome back, everyone, to Reality Radio. It's been a minute, and we have a very special show for you all today. It's going to be me, Whitney, and my co-host, Stefan, and we're
going to
be speaking with one of the stars of the new season of the MTV's The Challenge, Valiette 2. So before she calls in, we just want to let you guys know that you can check out our blog, talkingvalleytv.blogspot.com. We just posted our, what did we just post? We're starting a fantasy league, so we just posted our fantasy scores, which were pretty bad. Well, except for Stefan, because Stefan has less.
Score-wise, yeah, they were kind of.
Yeah,
I thought they would be a lot higher, but I guess not.
Yeah, because I got negative points for, like, if you DQ, and I wasn't expecting so many people to DQ.
DQ, yeah,
so
that's the thing. A lot of teams DQ'd on this the first challenge, though.
Which is crazy,
but,
so I wasn't expecting
yeah.
that, so that messed
mm-hmm.
us up. But, so yeah, we just posted that, and so definitely keep up with our fantasy league, as well as our Valiette 2 power picks, power rankings, which already we are so wrong about how things would play out, because
I
was not expecting Dustin and Jessica to be the first
team
gone.
So
check out our power
I,
rankings to follow that.
What
you guys
know.
Stefan?
So I was going to say, and Brittany and Adam, too, I wasn't expecting them to be first team in last place.
That as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was shocked by that, too. But they redeemed themselves. So
and then elimination, they definitely redeemed themselves. But I'm excited today. We're going to be
Yeah, me too.
We
get to talk to Avery. Oh, I don't think I said that. Yeah, we're talking to Avery from the real world, Portland.
She will be the sixth.
What is she, like the sixth of all of the seven cast members joining the cast now, joining the challenge? I think almost all of them have been on the show, right?
This is actually our first time speaking to her, too, because we didn't get a chance to speak with her during the Portland season with Aaron.
Right.
But
I know.
We didn't get to talk to her. This challenge where we can actually get a chance to talk to her and, you know, get to know her a little bit more. And I know we both have really high hopes for her. She looks like she's going to do really, really well. She's one of the four teams to complete that first challenge. So that's big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I feel like she's going to have a lot of high expectations from just fans in general, because everyone, since her season, everyone's been dying to see her on the challenge. And
Exactly,
So
I agree with that.
now that we saw Johnny do so well last season, now they're partners, you know, they're going to have
that's going to be amazing.
A lot of expectations
amazing,
to kind of keep that up, keep that momentum.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
So, I wasn't going into this challenge ever since Portland, they weren't my favorite cast members.
Mm-hmm.
But since Johnny did so well on Free Agents, and then now we see them as a pair, they are the team I'm like really most interested in seeing their growth or how they kind of evolve.
Me too.
Or just compete with all these other pairs.
Yeah.
You know, they have the most interesting story, I feel like, on this challenge, so.
They do, because they actually dated. You know, they actually dated and they actually, you know, lived
mm-hmm.
with each other off the show, you know? And this team, like you said, this team looks like a very strong team, so I'm very excited to see what's more to come for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, but what's good about also what's great for that team is that there were eight other rookies that showed up on the scene, and they're kind of like in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, it got kind of like a leeway because there's
other
rookies that are, you know, being targeted first for, you know, them. So it's actually worked out great for them. I feel like they're in a good spot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they're in a good spot. Where I kind of said that about in my power rankings blog about Dustin and Jessica, but with the way things played out this first episode, it makes sense that Dustin and Jessica would be targeted more so than anyone else they really don't have a strong alliance or ally in the house. Like, Johnny and Avery, although they're a rookie team and they're clearly a threat, Johnny and Avery
they're
have
cool
Jordan and Zach and Nia and possibly, well, not Nia, but they have Jordan, Sarah, and Zach and May.
Yeah. If they're going to be, they're all looking out for each other.
Right. Right. And then you have the rookies, although they're rookies, they still have, like, a strong 8-team alliance. I mean, 4-team alliance.
They do.
And
that's why it's going to be so interesting.
Yeah. So, it, you know, so it makes sense. And I think that I'm really interested in seeing how this plays out. I just emailed the PR person again to see if she's still crying. Hopefully she does.
She's what?
I'm really interested in talking to her. What did you say?
Wait, you said she replied back?
No, I just emailed her again. She hasn't replied back.
All right, cool. All right, yeah. So we're just waiting to get Avery on the line. We had to email the PR lady. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool. She'll be coming.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah.
I know it sucked because we almost had JJ last week, but we had technical difficulties. So shout out to JJ again. We apologize for that, you know. Hope we can get him on another show.
He's starting off bad this season.
I know.
He's starting off, like, on the rocks.
No, we'll be fine.
So, who are you excited to see from the real old skeletons on the challenge? Who do you think will make a big impact, personality-wise and competitively?
Good question. Personality-wise, I feel like we all have great personalities, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all the guys, you know, Tony, Jason, Bruno, I think they do all really, really well. But I feel like Madison, she'd be really interesting to see on the challenge from the girls. And, of course, Nicole as well. But, yeah, Madison, she'd be interesting, you know?
I think, you know what, wow, I really think every single cast member would bring something unique to the challenge.
Yeah,
and I haven't
said
that about a cast in a while. So, like, everyone would be great in their own way.
I agree with that. Yeah, even Violetta, you know, I feel like she would be good to see, you know? I feel like she would be, like, kind of manipulative. In a way. I don't know. I could be going ahead.
Yeah.
But,
she would be great to see because she, flips the switch really quick. And, and people, and like what Tony did the other episode, he was just kind of like teasing her. She, like, that happens a lot on the channel, especially when you have idiots like Johnny Bananas and then Zach, you know, those guys who love to poke the bear.
I
feel like that's something that, like, MTV casting would love.
Same
as Sylvia.
I know. Sylvia. Definitely, yeah. She's she'll be speaking her mind for sure on the challenge.
She's going to be adding up the bar tabs. She's going to be calculating the bar tabs.
Yep. And, speaking of werewolf skeletons, it comes on tonight on MTV, right before MTV Eye Candy. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So we get tonight on Monday, and then we get the same episode tomorrow night, Tuesday, or will it be a different episode?
No, it'll be the same episode. Yeah, so
okay.
They're airing it. I don't know why they're doing it like that, though. I guess maybe to promote,
know.
To help promote.
Yeah, maybe they
want to
promote Rural Skeletons a little bit more.
Maybe, yeah, cross-promotion.
Maybe they have high hopes
because
for the eye candy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But,
I think
that'd
be good for
cool.
both shows.
Yeah, I'll stick around for both shows. But if you know, you guys out there listening, if you can't make it Monday's night episode, you can watch it Tuesday night, which is the original night. So, or if you can't make
it
Tuesday night, you can watch it tonight. Yeah. Or watch both. Like, yeah. That should be good.
Because I want the show to do good in ratings, so hopefully.
Yeah, definitely.
At least I have it on.
Do you think we're
going to
get
Tuesday.
An episode this season of The Real World?
I kind of hope we don't. Maybe just like one.
Yeah. Or maybe like an online thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Because, well, I want to.
You
want to show
feel,
to.
You know what? They should save it for the reunion. Save all that stuff for the reunion.
But that's
maybe.
The thing, though, with this season. It's like last season they did too many after shows, and I felt like the reunion was kind of watered down because they've already handled everything.
Yeah, you're right. Yo, that's why I said save it for the reunion because last season Exposure, when I saw the reunion, I agree with you. I felt like we heard everything. We saw them talk about everything. They were just
wait,
like,
Stephen, I think we have a caller. Let's see if this is a special guest.
All right.
Hello, this is Avery.
Hello? Yeah, this is Avery.
Hey, what's up, Avery?
Hey.
Hi, how are you guys?
On?
Nothing
good,
much, man.
Right.
Sorry that the webcam's not working. That's kind of lame, but it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll make
it work.
Thank you
so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. Who am I talking to, Stefan or Brad?
Stefan and Whitney.
Stefan.
Yes.
Stefan.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. And Whitney. Nice to meet you, Whitney.
Nice to meet you, too.
You, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have a lot of things that we really want to talk to you about because we haven't spoken to you yet since your season, and we're super excited that you chose to do this challenge that'll be interesting, too.
Go for it because I know that everybody has a ton of questions, so let's go.
I know. Well, I mean, my first question is, did you know that this was going to be a Nexus 2 before you signed up?
I mean, honestly, I have a lot of friends, or should I say, like, people that I know of on the show. So everybody was kind of, like, texting me a lot, like, all, out of the blue all of a sudden, like, hey, are you going to do the next challenge? And mind you, I haven't talked to these people in at least over a year. So I'm not, like, why would I tell you and show my cards? Like, you show me your cards. You let me know. Like, I don't, you know, like, I don't trust you. Like, I don't know what it's going to be. But the more people that actually started coming up to me, I kind of realized the pattern. Like, I'm like, oh, Jordan, you're going. Oh, Jessica, you're going.
Right.
Naya, you're going. And then she was like, you know, actually, that's another topic I'm sure you guys will talk about. Naya and I were talking, and then she was like, yo, like, you know what it is? And so we kind of got the gist. I kind of got the gist, and then everybody was like, hey, Johnny's going. Does that mean you're going? I was like, not going to tell you. Not going to tell you. Just surprise the fuck out of you.
All right. I know we saw a little bit on the first episode, but what was your relationship like with Johnny before going into this challenge? Just one more time.
Oh, my God. It was a fucking long, drawn-out story. So, like everybody knows, I live in Massachusetts now. Because of him and whatnot, and him and I did not have a good relationship when he went to free agents. He had broken up with me about 2 days before he left to go on the show, and we were having a lot of, like, problems, like, about, I want to say, like, it really got bad with Johnny and I around 2 months before he was actually went on his first challenge. Like, I'm all for going to the gym, and I'm all for, you know, you want to get in shape for the challenge. But there's also a compromise, and you have to, you know, spend time with me, too. And I'm not, like, a needy girlfriend at all, but it's just, like, if I had to work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I worked an hour away at the time, so I'd have to leave at 2. Why are you going to go to the gym at 1 or noon and not see me? Like, you're not working at all today. Like, you could have. So it just kind of, like, it kind of went to the point where he cared more about the show than he cared about me. I mean, I mean, and it worked out for him because he got fucking second place, so kudos to him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he lost me. So, I mean, but that's what he wanted, and he got what he wanted. So, that's that.
Yeah. So, I mean, all right, so what made you say, like, yes, I want to compete with Johnny, my ex-boyfriend, even though we aren't on good terms? Like, what do you think that, how you guys would make it?
Honestly, it was one of those, like, catch-22s. It's like, yeah, I wanted to go on a challenge because I would never get to go anywhere exotic and live in a mansion at the age of 24, 24 now. Like, you know, like, when was the last time people were like, hey, Stefan, do you want to go to Panama for a couple minutes, you know, a couple weeks and get drunk every day, and the worst you have to deal with is with your ex, and there's 20 other people that you don't have, you know? So it's just like, all right, like, I'll give it a go. And I wanted to kind of prove everyone that I am, like, I might be small in size, like, but I am a competitor, and I do have that drive. And I'm like, I just wanted to prove to everybody, like, you know, even Johnny and I might not have a good relationship. I go, him or Jordan would have been my best bet to go on a first challenge. Because it's like, I know at the end of the day, they want to win just as much as I do. And they both have been in it before, and everybody likes them, you know? So it's like, go for it. Like, I would love to, you know, like, I'm so glad I wasn't paired with another rookie like myself. You know, like, technically Johnny's a rookie, but he knows people. And it's like, and honestly, getting stuck with Johnny was the best thing that could have happened to me, because all the shit that he was talking on free agents about me, well, even if all his friends, his guys wanted me out of the house, you can't, because it's I go, he goes. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a security blanket for me. So it's like, if you don't like me because of what Johnny said about me, well, tough shit, because now you're going to have to deal with me and Johnny, and we're a team. You know, that's the way I looked at it. You know, I know that's kind of fucked up, but that's the way I looked at it.
Yeah. And I feel like I feel like you and Johnny was, you guys are going to make an awesome team too in the competition as well.
Thank you for that. I think we do very well for what we have, all the extra baggage that we have. I think that we do very well. Like at the, I'm not going to lie to you, in the house, we don't fucking talk at all. Like he lives downstairs and I live upstairs, and we do not talk. We don't talk to the same people, nothing. I was like, but when it comes to game day, I will fucking be your best friend. I will make you breakfast in the morning. I'll rub your back. Let's fucking win. I want money. I want fucking money.
Yep, so that's the perfect way to be, too. Yeah. Because, like, you guys are, like, one of the four teams to complete that first challenge in the first episode. So,
hell yeah, we
big
did.
Big up to you guys. Yeah.
Thank
now,
you.
How,
I know.
You're welcome. How difficult was, you know,
for me,
feet in the air?
Yeah. For me, it was like popping my little rookie cherry. And I was like, what better way? Just, you know, I'm looking up and I'm like, okay, everybody, welcome to the fucking challenge. This is your first one. And when they put me up against Jessica, the only thing that I had in my head was get farther than Jessica. I'm like, you know, that was my driving edge. And, you know, like, and I talked to Jessica and, like, we don't really hate each other anymore. But just a matter of fact that, like, I didn't want to be last. You know, and if I can try for the gold, then I'm gonna go. I just fucking want. Like, it was scary as fuck. Don't let that fool you. It's scary as hell, especially when you look down. But it's just one of those things that you gotta go. Like, you gotta go.
You just gotta go for it.
You block it out and you mentally just zone out and you just do it. And hopefully your best is the best.
Definitely.
Right. So, what's your take on the winners, Wes and Teresa? They won that challenge. As you saw, like, Wes can go a little ridiculous with his strategy. So, what's your take on competing on the show with someone like Wes and him being the power couple, the very first challenge?
All right. Well, what they don't show is, so at the end of our first challenge, I guess this is what Johnny actually told me on challenge day. So, Wes went up to Johnny, my partner, and was like, yo, dude, we both won it. Let's make an alliance. I'm not going to vote you in if you don't vote me in. My partner is a Bananas fan. He's like, yo, man, I agree with you. I won't vote you in this time, but we're not starting an alliance. So having Teresa and Wes win, we were okay because they had made that deal. Like, for the first time, we're not going to vote you in because you won and I won. Yeah, I mean, having them win, I was okay with, because I'm close with Teresa and Wes, like, because they lived upstairs. So the people that lived upstairs, like, we hung out all the time. It was, like, Naya, Naya, Haley, DM, Sarah Rice, Wes, Teresa, and then all the rookie boys were in one room. So it's, like, we hung out with them. Like, you know, Naya and I hung out with Teresa and Wes a lot. So for them to win, I was like, okay, like, well, I'm okay for now. You know, no telling what they're going to do. But because I've heard, you know, it is a game, and I understand, like, yeah, you're my friends and whatnot, but you will fucking vote me in, and I'll fucking vote you in. that's what it comes down to. So, but at the moment, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool with where I'm at, you know, like, I'm pretty, We'll see how next week goes.
So what would have been your pick had you won and Adam and Brittany would have lost, would have still been the losers? Like, what would have been your you and Johnny's decision?
Honestly, I never even thought about that, but I think, I think if it was myself, I don't know. I think I would play it safe for now since I am a rookie. I probably would throw, like, another, like, the Are You the Ones against each other just because it's, like, we don't know anything about you. You guys have already won $50,000 from your show. Like, I've been on MTV for 3 years. Like, technically, you know, that's when I've been casted, and I haven't made $50,000. So, like, for me, it's, like, you've already made your money by doing nothing. Like, let the people that actually deserve it and already have nothing to compete for it. So that would probably be my suggestion now, because it's like they already have a little chunk of money in the bank. Like, we don't, you know, most of the real world, we don't. So it's like, give us a chance. You've already made your money. So I'd probably have thrown in Simone and JJ. But I honestly think if I had thrown Simone and JJ, it would have been Adam and Brittany coming back anyway. So I don't think the outcome would have changed. It would just be another
So what do you think of, like, Wes's strategy of throwing in Dustin and Jessica? Like, what he said when he threw them in?
Well, the conversations that we had, like, they explained the reasoning, because everyone was furious in the house. They did not throw either one. They're like, this is our show. You know, like, we don't, you know, whatever, whatever. And how Teresa had put it to me and Naya, she was like, well, think about it. She's like, Avery, you haven't been on one of these shows. They haven't been on one of these shows. You know, Jessica's been on, what, three now? You know, Dustin's been in the middle. You know, no vet's really going to be upset if they leave. No rookie's going to be upset if they leave. They're like, that's like the happy medium. Like, we want to give the newbies a chance to compete and see what they're made out of. And she's like, and we've already seen what, like, Jessica and Dustin's made out of. So let's give the other people a shot. And I was like, I respect that decision. I do. You know, that's pretty fair. But at the end of the day, it's like, that's not the decision I would go with, but I'm not them. So
maybe that would be. I wish they kind of would have shown a little more of that, a little bit, like how everyone reacted to that.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much that, like, they don't show, and they just, you know, that's what they do. You know, that's how you make your money. So, and I get it. They explained it a little more, and I do agree with, like, I think it is smart on Wes's part to try to team up with all the rookies, because there are 9 rookies. There are 9 of us this season. So it's like, you have a fair chance if you can get all the newbies on your side and be like, hey, I'll protect you, and at the end of the day, wipe them out. You know, that's smart. Because it's like in the house, there's 2 extreme personalities. There's Johnny Bananas, and then there's Wes. So it's either going to be one or the other. So why not have, you know, Bananas, who already started off, you know, scrutinizing the rookies and stuff. And Wes was like, I'll pick you up. I'll pick up the pieces. Don't let this guy tear you down. I'll bring you up, and then I'll tear you down. So for me, it's smart. I think it's smart. Because the rookie, like, you know, they're new. Like, we're new. Like, I don't know what to do. I just know to compete at the challenges and hope I don't really piss off anybody.
Now, what do you think about the Are You the One people getting added to the show? Like, do you think that that's going to be a good thing going forward with the ratings and all that? Or do you not care? Or do you wish that they kept it just strictly Real World and Fresh Meat?
I mean, I'm a little upset that Are You the One is on our show. I mean, just because, like, it is, like, the MTV is the challenge. It's not Real World Roadrunners challenge. But it's, like, from my perspective, it's like I don't – now I have to compete with people that I've already seen, you know, and I can kind of get what their athleticism is versus people I have no idea who they are. I have no idea what your show's about. I have – because I don't watch Are You the One at all. I was like, I don't know anything about it. All I know is they have to, like, find their perfect match in a time machine-looking thing. But it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if the two concepts will work because I feel like the Are You the One people have more of, like, the fame aspect, and the Real World people are more to, like, kind of live and make money. So at the same time. But mm-hmm. I don't know, like competition-wise, like I have no idea because I don't watch the show. But it's one of those things, like I kind of wish for me they would kind of keep it to the Real World and the Road Rules cast or you know, Fresh Meat. Because that way it's a you know, you're guaranteed more spots because now I'm not competing with, you know, 220-something people. Now I'm competing with 220-something people that were in my show, and now I have to compete with outside people. So it's like our spots are kind of going down. That makes
sense.
Yeah.
That's very true. And here's a, like, a random question. I'm not sure if you know it yet, but are you able to say if we're going to get an after show for the challenge this season?
I am not sure about that. I'm hoping. Yeah. I will say that there are some people that have already flown to LA to do some.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, but I don't know if it's for after shows or commercials or everything like that. So,
true.
I'll be honest with you on that one.
Yeah, I guess we have to just wait and see on that one.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, I was like, I don't know. They just kind of, basically, it's like we're their little ducklings, and we're just, you tell us a joke, and we're saying how high.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, Avery, I want to get your thoughts real quick. Lastly, I want to get your thoughts on the new theme for the Real World, the Real World Skeletons. Are you keeping up with it?
I am not. I'm horrible. But I do know what it's about, obviously, because we're all in the same loop. And I'm glad it wasn't me. Like, I'm glad it wasn't my season that they did the skeletons, because, God forbid, it would be something. I mean, I have nothing, like, I really hide. Like, I would be okay with mine, but, like, for example, like, Marlins, like, if he didn't get to tell us that and someone else told us that, I think it would have been a bigger shock to the cast, you know, or I'm just glad that it's not me. Like, better you than me.
Yeah.
Jeff, that's a lot of stress. Like, you're not only are you meeting, like, seven complete random ass people from Podunkville, it's like, no, you're meeting them, and then you're going to find out a horrible, horrible secret about them, or not even horrible, just something that they didn't want to bring to the show. And so you had to deal with that on top of strangers. It's like strangers, you know, it's worse. It's like Real World on, like, steroids. It's like, we're really going to get into your shit. Like, we're really going to dig. I mean, I'm glad they didn't do that for us.
True.
Now, what about the themes that they keep doing? Because this is the second season that they did, like, a crazy theme like this. So do you think that this is going to help the series in the long run, or do you think you want it to go back to the classic Seven Strangers Real World?
I mean, it's always a good idea to shake some things up, you know, because after a while, I think people get bored with the same shit every day, you know, just like everything in your real life. But I think that they should kind of jumble it up a little bit. Like, if they should have done, like, Real World Explosion, and then, you know, like, a regular Real World, and then, you know, the crazy skeletons, to kind of keep people on their toes. Like, do you know, you know, you don't really know what's coming. You know, if I get casted, like, you know, for example, like, if you got casted for a new Real World right now, if you did, you would assume that it's going to be something crazy, right? You're like, oh my God, am I going to have my ex on it? Is it going to be a total twist? Like, am I going to lose my mom? Like, is my mom going to be on the show? You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be anything. And then you're trying to and then you kind of freak yourself out and you pretend that you're something that you're not. Whereas when you go in the Real World house, you don't have all those walls up now and you're just like, take me where I am, you know? So I think they should, like, jumble it around a little bit. Like, keep viewers on their toes. Like, don't give it away. Because I feel like, if they keep going with the same craziness, you're going to go in the Real World just to be on that craziness and not kind of just to have a great experience and figure out more about yourself and the people that are around you.
Right. I completely agree. I completely agree. Because even this season, like, the cast, you hear the cast, like, they already are talking about, like, what happened last season, and they were kind of already expecting something to happen this season.
Yeah.
So it kind of, like, took away from the excitement.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I would have to agree on that, because it's like, now they know, like, there's something crazy is going to happen. But keep them on their toes.
Well, so I want to finish off by just asking you, are you, after this first challenge experience, are you willing to come back and do another one?
You know, that's just something that everybody's going to have to figure out, because I have heard a lot of people saying that, you know, she's only going to do one, she's only going to do one or two, and I've heard people say that she's going to do a lot, and we'll just see. But I will say, if I do come back, if I do, I will be stronger than I am now, and I will be in way better shape, and I will be stronger mentally. So if I do come back, I'm going to be a little bit of more of a threat than this time.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for calling in and talking with us, Ava. We really do appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. So.
Yeah.
And good luck to everything. We're always going to be rooting for you and Johnny. On the show, not as a couple.
Oh, yeah. We will be able to bring the drama, I promise. There will be lots of tears, and I will look like a crazy ex-girlfriend for, like, I don't know, 95%. But it's cool, because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, don't expect anything less from me and Johnny than what you're thinking, so.
All right, great. Nice
thank you.
Here. So,
thank you.
Take care, Avery.
Thanks, Stefan.
We really appreciate it.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
All right. So we
and
Avery. Sweet, she was.
Yeah, we spoke
very
to
nice
Avery
to
from
to.
The Challenge Valley at Sis 2.
Yeah. Very nice.
And,
she was very nice to talk to. Very interesting.
It was great to hear. Hear her speak about like her coming on to the show with Johnny and everything, because that's something I was really interested in, like.
Mm-hmm.
What her thoughts on just everything that happened. Because obviously there's a lot of rumors about things, about their breakup and things like that, and no one really, you know, obviously we don't know everything. We just read stuff. But so it was good to talk to her, and hopefully we'll get to talk to Johnny later on this season, and hopefully it lasts long enough so we can really talk to him about
stuff. Yeah, I know. Got to get him on the show. But yeah, overall, great interview. She's a good talker, good speaker.
Yes, really, really enjoyed talking to her, and I really hope we can get her again on the show. And I think that's it. You guys can check us out on talkingvalleytv.blogspot.com, and just follow us on Twitter at Reality Radio Pod for more updates. And we're gonna try and get some people from the real world on the show. We're gonna try to get more challengers as well. And, just stay tuned and keep following us, and I really appreciate the support. And thank you all for listening in on this call.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.
All right.
See you.
Good one. Bye.